Kurt Ledbury, you know, you never
Greetings.
Come in and talk. Kurt, you may not know
yes.
this. You'll get more chance to talk to Ian if you hang. You come and talk to me and whoever I'm hanging out on Saturday
okay.
night. We want you to
I'll
participate,
take that into
learn
consideration.
How to talk with humans. Right, and I'll take it in consideration whether I'll let you talk to Ian if you
right.
don't participate with us, with the people who hang out. Because, you know, the point is to learn how to talk a little bit.
You have to be
okay.
a groupie. If you're not a groupie, you can't
yeah.
be a groupie. Because that's what groupies do, is they group together with wherever Bob's groupieing. So if you want to be a groupie, then you're here. And if you're here, then you're groupieing. Well, if you're here, then of course you're going to be able to talk to us because you're a groupie. So as for this non-cult cult, you have to join Bob's cult so you can have a cult that's not a cult. But what a cult. So that would be occultish of him to notice that anything else was in a cult. So he's saying, this is not a cult, but you've got to be like a cult. It's got to look like a cult, smell like a cult. You got to love up on Bob. You got to tell him everything will be about Bob. You got to make everything in the world be about Bob. If it's not about Bob, then it's insignificant. Throw it in the bucket. Just stash it. Chunk it in the bucket. Chunk it in the bucket. There's no good after that. So then once that happens, then it's okay. And then you can participate because you fit in what the junkie said to the dope man when he was trying to get high for the second time. I didn't pay you last time because I'm going to pay you next time for what you didn't give me next time.
Well said.
Kurt, you don't have to talk about me. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Anything.
Okay.
That'll end in tears. Try that. Try that. Try that. That'll end in tears. You can try that if you want to, but that'll end in tears. Try it. Many have. He's saying, good. Give it your best shot. Hit him with your best shot. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck
okay,
with that.
Okay, Kurt, go.
Yeah, boy.
Ian, I think we should help out Elon Musk. What was the cause of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket explosion back in September?
A little doo-doo. He had the wrong people financing his debentures, and so we put a stop to it immediately.
So it was sabotage?
Bob's not going to put up with that kind of foolishness. You don't go rogue herring on Bob.
I think in a past show you seemed to allude to the fact that developing that technology was important to humans. Did I misinterpret that, or what can you say about that? In other words, the ability to travel to other planets.
You do that anyway.
Yeah, right. So I don't know that it's that important. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, what important means it's something you do. You do that. Whether you do it or don't do it, it's still important because you're doing it or not doing it. So either way, that's still okay, right? I mean, it's fine. You're breathing, too, and you don't think about that.
Okay, well, Elon...
So if you get... No. So, don't let us go. We got that. That's a valid point. So bring it back around. What is it that Elon Musk is up to that would cause such travail that Bob would even notice that he's on the planet? Ah, I see, said the blind man. Uh-huh.
Is he listening?
We can't say it. Give Bob the big head.
Are you and Bob working on any technology that would
of course,
advance
every
our ability
day.
To... Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true.
Travel.
We are. Bob ain't doing shit. He either stays slung up all the time, and does nothing. He don't do nothing except wash his hands and feed his pie hole. That's all he does. But, yeah, after that, and aggravate Carolyn constantly about why something's not where it's supposed to be, and those damn maids moved it again, and you know how that goes.
Well, technology related to traveling vast distances, that's what I'm curious if you're working on.
Vast distances are within the plane of resistance. Plane of resistance. So it's very limited. They are not that way.
Will we continue to rely on planes, trains, and automobiles?
You don't now.
Didn't Bob just take a plane not too recently ago? Complained all the way there?
He complains. Yeah, he complains. Yeah, he does a lot of that, complaining. Yes, he does.
So I think we still do rely on it.
Do you? Okay. That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Ion, right. Does the eye cell hyperaccumulate in certain areas of the body?
Doesn't. We don't know hyper. We don't know hyperaccumulate
okay.
yet.
Okay, just accumulate.
It does everywhere. It does everywhere, but not necessarily hyperly. It may be
okay.
hyperly. That may be the best word ever spoken, but you would never be able to substantiate it, so don't say it. You see what I mean?
Are there certain entry points for the renew that you recommend? I think you've said the belly button, behind the ears.
Yeah. Depending, sometimes your third chakra between your eyes, the bridge between your eyes, that's a good place. The palm of your hands and on your synovial glands if you're a proponent of that kind of issues. Basically, wherever you're having those things. Some people have knee issues, so go behind the knee. Focus
yeah.
it. So you get to drive it. You focus it, and that makes it easier, more applicable. So then it works for you. See?
Okay.
All right.
Ian, I'm curious to know about the eye cell, if it were to be magnified many thousands of times. You know, when you see photographs, high-mag photographs of bacteria.
They got one. They should have one on the website. They got one on the website, picture of it now.
Yeah.
Well, they may have took it down.
Well,
they may have it up.
But if it were magnified so that I was standing right in front of it a few feet away and it's as large in diameter as I am tall, what types of details would I notice or smells or sounds or lights emitting
from
face, it?
The face of Bo.
That's what I would see.
Yep. We said that 1,000 years ago on Bob's wall in Maui. It was so much fun. He giggled. Oh, he didn't even know what the face of Bo was.
I thought you were going to say the face of Bob.
Fuck no. Bob doesn't have a face. He's two-faced. Bob is two-faced. He ain't got no face. You don't know which side of his face you're talking to at any time or not. So, yeah, no, don't bank on that.
Will Donald Trump require his cabinet members to take RNA drops?
They will. Most of them already do.
Okay. Where is Nate? Alyssa. Go ahead, Alyssa.
I knew that.
Do.
You said liquor has lysine. Is that why you told me to have bourbon the other time?
It's made with lysine, yes. It's an example of it. The way the sugars are ratified in that ester, it's the same thing that we're talking about that's happened. That's why it becomes intoxicating, because of the way it affects the body. Same thing. But that's just aperture science. Sort of everybody knows that.
It's made with lysine. It's just an example of the super sugar.
Of how that sugar becomes a super sugar, which isn't very super.
Right. Okay.
See?
Well, you recommended me have some bourbon the other year.
Yeah,
I was wondering
sure.
if that was connected.
Well, connected from the standpoint that it connects. Yes. Good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the topic, Alyssa?
Liquor is made with lysine, and it's an example
of lysine, of how the lysine connects.
In the liquor.
Say that
okay.
The sugar in the liquor is an example of how lysine affects the meat sack body, too, as well.
And I don't know what
lysine,
that means. Carry on, Alyssa.
Okay.
You're getting it loved up. We're trying to get it loved up, Bob. You're getting it loved up. Love it up, Bob. We're still working hard for you, Bob.
Yeah, good.
When you say keep your wicks trimmed, does that have to do with the amino acids?
Lamps trimmed. Your
lamps
trimmed.
Does that have to do with the amino acids?
Not particularly, no.
I thought the lamps were the amino acids. I thought that's what you were referring to.
I'm sure I'll
sooner or later.
Now he forgot
all,
he said it.
All metaphors suck sooner or later.
You also said you've been using two main metaphors this whole time. So I'd like to dial those up.
What did you just do? What was your topic you just did?
Does that mean the one from Fred Sanford when Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, that one? Is that the one?
Hold on.
What was the topic, Elizabeth?
It's the big one. Is that the one?
Amino acids being the lamps which they're talking to Chad and others about last time about keeping
right,
Ian,
you said the lampstand refers to amino acids. Are you changing that now?
That's not what she said. She didn't say referred to. She said is. And we said not so much.
How would you say it if you're going to say lampstands equals amino acids? What's the proper verb now?
A representation. Do they represent in the meat sack body the same condition as the lipids?
No. Lampstands represent amino acids, right?
They would be a representative in the lipids of that, yes. They would represent
the lipids in the lipids of amino acids. We didn't know they could be lipids
well,
in the amino acids.
Well, the other way, the amino acids are in the lipids. The amino acids are in the lipids, not the other way around.
So the lampstands represent amino acids in the lipids. Okay, we learned something tonight, Alyssa. Very good. Well, it took me to get it out of them. You just let it slip by and get some vague shit. See? Very
no.
Sloppy there, Alyssa.
Thanks, Bob, for modeling. That was helpful.
Ryan did tell me to start helping everybody.
Well, that's right. And if he's all that in a bag of chips, if he's the only one that can get a nut, he needs to get to fucking. If he's the only one that can make it, he needs to get on board. Get on the Trump train, Bob. Get on the Trump train. Did y'all enjoy the Trump train? Did you enjoy the Trump train when he didn't play it?
Oh, yeah.
No, nobody enjoyed
play
it.
Music. Play that out.
Well, things broke.
In a little bit.
Things broke. Things broke.
Oh, things
yeah,
broke.
Okay. No worries. Don't worry about it, Bob. We got it. Don't worry about it. Autobots.
Yeah, sure.
Autobots.
Big grievance.
Autobots.
Yeah,
okay.
Lampstands
no
represent amino acids in the lipids. Okay, we got that. Next topic.
Let's talk about Walt Whitman, Ian.
Well, Meg was a bitch in eBay, so don't worry about her.
Who's Meg?
Did she drive
Meg
Walt
Whitman.
Into being
Meg.
A homosexual?
Meg.
Did she drive
no,
Walt
Meg
into
Whitman.
Being a homosexual?
Meg Whitman didn't even know Walt Whitman.
So why are you bringing her up?
Yeah, why are you talking
because
about
Because she asked about her. She asked about
no,
her. She's not going to do
about
well.
Walt Whitman.
Yeah,
added
she
a
never
caveat.
Asked about him.
All we did was we added, we, Emily, who the hell's Emily? Coffee don't think it's worth a damn, Bob. What are you talking about? This is so crazy.
Bob, you're
Emily.
Jamming, you're
Bob is the only thing. With,
did he
with
say
coffee,
did he
yeah.
say Emily?
Meg.
Meg. Meg.
Meg.
Okay. Who the,
Meg.
Is Meg his yeah. fucking wife?
No, Google her. Meg Whitman. Look it up.
What is she?
She is the CEO of a lot of stuff.
Oh,
she's the executive.
Okay,
she graduated from Princeton and Harvard. She's an
Harvard.
American business executive and political activist and donor. Hewlett Packard.
Why do you bring her up? Look, stay on topic, man. Walt Whitman, okay, there's much to say about him. Get Ian on it. He throws you off with stupid
well,
Meg Whitman. Find out why do you bring
yet.
Up Whitman, then get rid of it.
No, I'm trying to figure out why you brought up Meg Whitman. Was that just a fun little, you know, splash of coffee?
No. It's not. You brought up the Whitman family, so I thought I'd throw that in. That she's not going to do well.
Okay.
Why isn't she going to do well?
Because she went against you, Bob.
And she's not related to Walt Whitman.
In any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Try to keep him back in the 19th century there.
All right. Let's go back to Walter Whitman. Walt Whitman. Is his name Walter? No.
Just Walt.
So, just Walt. Yeah, I like just Walt. So a few poems have stood out to me. Specifically, let's see. Let's pull up. To Think of Time. So right there, you're going to, you probably don't like the word think or time. But it seems like
well,
Walter...
but now if you're going to be a transcendentalist, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have a surreal capacity, then "Oh,
mm-hmm.
Captain, My Captain" might be something you could embrace. But if you're not going to do that, and then you're going to start arguing for the position, then the answer is no. You're exactly right. We're not going to have it for 1 second. It was what was wrong with democratic vistas.
Okay, so transcendentalism and surrealism. From that way in, we can actually discuss Walt Whitman. But if we're going to talk, you just created two different roads, so to speak. I'm interested in discussing him from the transcendental surreal point of view.
Then you got to go to the song of myself.
The song of myself. That relates to the myself and mine as well?
It would. On the third and the fifth. The third and the fifth. Second verse is just like the first.
Are you bringing up the third and the fifth of song of myself or myself and mine?
No difference.
So there's a correlation between the third section of and the fifth section of each?
Yes. Plum and
cool.
Square.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to read those then. So this is the third section of Song of Myself. I have heard what the talkers were talking, the talk of the beginning and the end, but I do not talk of the beginning or the end. There was never any more inception than there is now, nor any more youth or age than there is now, and will never be any more perfection than there is now, nor any more heaven or hell than there is now. Urge and urge and urge. Do you have anything to say at this point?
No, we have nothing to say at this point.
Urge and urge and urge, always the procreant urge of the world. Out of the dimness opposite equals advance. Always substance and increase. Always sex. Always a knit of identity. Always distinction. Always a breed of life. So is that dealing with contrast there and friction?
Contrast, not friction.
All right, moving on. To elaborate is no avail. Learned and unlearned, feel that it is so. So it says, to elaborate is no avail. Learned and unlearned, feel that it is so. That's the visceral tactile knowing you speak of. Yes?
Kind of, sort of, but if you're not careful, you're lost in the soup, you see. So just be careful. You're all right, but don't get lost in the soup. You don't always have to drink the Kool-Aid.
Okay, continuing. Sure as the most certain sure. Plum in the uprights. So is that the plum that you're discussing when you say plum and square?
Yep.
Well and entretied, braced in the beams, stout as a horse, affectionate, haughty, electrical. I and this mystery, here
perfect.
We stand. What were you saying perfect about, the word electrical?
Your words.
The way that I read it?
The words.
The words. Okay. So I want to figure out which specific words you said perfect about. Was it when it began with stout as a horse? Affectionate, haughty, electrical, I and this mystery, here we stand.
Haughty, haughty, haughty.
Clear and sweet is my soul, and clear and sweet is all that is not my soul. Lack one lacks both, and the unseen is proved by the seen. Excuse me, I need to drink more Remag here. Till that becomes unseen and receives proof in its turn. Showing the best and dividing it from the worst, age vexes age. Knowing that perfect fitness and equanimity, oh yeah, that word I know, of things, while they discuss, I am silent. And go bathe and admire myself. Welcome is every organ and attribute of me, and of any man, hearty and clean. Not an inch nor a particle of an inch is vile, and none shall be less familiar than the rest. I am satisfied. I see, dance, laugh, sing, as the hugging and loving bedfellow sleeps at my side through the night and withdraws at the peep of the day with stealthy tread. Leaving my baskets covered with white towels, swelling the house with their plenty. Shall I postpone my acception and realization and scream at my eyes? That they turn from gazing after and down the road, and forth with cipher, and show me to ascent. And that's show me to ascent spelled, just for those that are listening, A and then C-E-N-T, so not ascent as we typically would say around here. Exactly the value of one and exactly the value of 2, and which is ahead. Okay, so this is talking about being happy and satisfied, but also feeling the need to go somewhere else, move forward.
Pretty much.
Okay, so Walt Whitman in general, I sense that maybe he didn't know, but he had a lot of non-physical represented in his work, talking about being a god and...
He just didn't fit. He didn't fit anywhere, so that's why it seemed obtusely square to you. He was outside of the box, so everything was weird. Oh, he was a homosexual. Oh, he was this. He was an introvert. Oh, this. Oh, that. It's just because he didn't fit anywhere, so that's what you put names on him to name him. But it really wasn't all that serious. It wasn't like that.
I like him. I dig him. So when you say you, you just mean the people that...
The superfluous you.
Okay. So you bring up Song of Myself. Why do you bring that one up?
Why not? It applies.
What does it apply to?
Your conversation.
That we're having?
That has had.
I want to connect it to another conversation we've had to get some context as to what you're meaning. Does it have to do with, I'm worthy but I can't be right, otherwise I'll be left?
Maybe.
I like how you say maybe. Maybe. What tribe in the beginning sequence of my DNA am I?
Straight Moabite.
Why do you say straight?
Because there was some miscegenation. That's where the angel nookie got started.
Angel nookie. The 4 base pairs of DNA that you guys discussed in the first rewrite of October 2010.
Yeah, the pairing.
Yeah, and then that's related to the 4 winds. So is that also connected to the tonal frequencies, the base tonal frequencies?
The pairs would, but not individually.
So the pairs relate to the tonal frequency? I don't like my verbs. I say relate a lot, and I'm saying connect a lot. What are some better verbs that I could use when we're talking?
Eloquential.
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 I don't know what that is. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, so I know the word eloquent. I've never heard it used eloquential. Of persons possessing or exercising the power of fluent, forcible, and appropriate expression. Yeah, so getting lost in the soup is getting lost in your position, and that affects when you say things, saying them more specifically or direct.
You better know it. Now we're back to Meg Whitman. You keep bringing Meg Whitman up. Why do you do that? You keep bringing it up. There's nothing we can do. We keep saying why, and then you say that, and we get right back into it. It's like, well, come on. I thought we was over that by now, but surely not. And you keep talking about coffee. I don't know what you're talking about. Coffee, for it don't fact. That's what you need to know. But you keep talking about it. We don't know after that. Nothing we can do, Bob. Nothing we can do. We're working with it all we can. We're doing everything we can do. Nothing we can do.
I did not bring Meg Whitman up.
There you go again. There you go again. There you go again. Meg Whitman. There it is again. Lord have mercy.
Do you bring Meg Whitman up because she does not speak specifically?
She is ambiguous at best. She's a money-grubbing, not appropriate person to be on the cabinet. Bob says to take care of it. Everything's been all just woo-woo, nice, wah-wah-wah-wah. Y'all finna see. Bob's gonna step it up a notch.
I'm ready for a show.
Bang, bang.
Bang,
now mark
bang.
The time, Bob. 50, Bob. 50. Mark the time. She's ready. You heard this. Mark it down. So when she come back crying, don't start that. You ready. That's all we need to know. We on. We tear it up on the weekends, honey.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. And
okay. Mark it, Bob. Mark it, Bob. Wine the Victrola.
So, okay, the second definition is, seems similar to the first. Of utterances, well, I like that word, or style characterized by forcible and appropriate expression. So this is how one blows the shofar.
Correct.
That I know.
That's exactly, that's very good. Especially if he's good looking.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. So is there... So grammar is going to help, but grammar relates to language, and language is just code. Speaking is different than language. So that's just a resonance within
myself. So that's like understanding. That's like understanding. OMG, what's the BFD? So if you understand
right.
that, then you're communicating. Okay.
Well, no, I'm addressing the difference between language, which doesn't use words, which is what you just brought up with the acronyms, OMG, BFD. So someone can understand the symbolism of that, but they're not actually using words. So the utterance of speaking.
But then it becomes,
words,
so it becomes ineffable. So it becomes ineffable. So now you ain't even communicating. So now you're just supposed to sort of give a wink, wink, nod, nod, ho, ho, itty, itty, icky, die, do, ready to go, what do you know, let's go, bo, go, mo, no, so, no, icky, die, do.
It's funny when you bring that up. Okay, well, I'm just playing on.
Ah, she made it funny. She made it funny. Bringing up the icky, die, do. Ah, that's pretty good.
Okay, so, excellent. The shofar.
I must be ready
amazing.
For bed.
Okay, very good. Excellent question. Hey, fuckface. Excellent questioning. Wonderful.
Fuckface.
Very good. You see how she did it? She just went to the library, picked a book up, and started reading this poetry. Now that we got somewhere, it's interesting new topics. Very good,
can
Alyssa.
Can I ask three more questions, please?
I wasn't talking to you when I said fuckface. I was talking about Ion.
I didn't
That's praising
care.
Ion.
I
it's a great question from Ion.
You're
Now, you did well, too.
Nah.
What's the final question?
She said three more questions, Bob.
What? No, there's a whole bunch of people lined
ones.
Up here. We only got 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, Bill.
One more.
Go.
Okay. The Durham, North Carolina call that I got when I was on my trip, was that in response to the Washington Post article?
It came from the New York Times. You just got it out of the Post. And they had Samurai Sadako on Sunday. Isn't that cool?
No, correction. I do not mean article. I mean advertisement that I posted.
Well, it came from the New York Times. That's what we told you.
So are they going to call me again? Because I said hello, but they didn't answer.
Well, now we're negotiating, sugar love. So is it or is it not to be or not to be? Can we get there or not? Is it over or not? We don't. It's up to you. You have to allow it
it's
or not.
It's already happened.
So.
It's already happened. Okay, I'm going to allow it.
So then don't ask us then. Don't ask us because then you got it. It's already happened. So you know. How'd it turn out? That's how you know. Good. We like that.
Okay.
That's good. That's pretty good. No bad. No problem.
Thanks.
Okay.
You got it.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Alyssa. Bob,
you're very delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah, very
yummy.
Good questioning.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Barb, you got 4 minutes. Go.
You talked about the woodruff and the pressure will cause the woodruffs to be. And you mentioned George Waldo Woodruff and Virginia Bright Lindsay. I looked
and
them up. And
she was a wind ship. Yeah, that's right.
And they're all connected. All these connections have to do with the Coca-Cola company and the trust company. I'm just wondering.
Trust company was what they came from. We've got a bank that suits you to a T. Remember trust company? And don't forget Ivan Allen. Ivan Allen's right there too, darling. You forgot Ivan Allen. That's the best part. Ivan Allen Drive. You forgot the best part. That's the best part.
So you mentioned Howard Buffett also, and he's the director of Coca-Cola.
Presently. Guess who he's big buddies with? Bob's friend Howard. No, Bob's friend Howard.
Okay. Well, Howard Buffett is friends with Bob's friend
yeah.
Howard.
No.
Okay.
Yes, the chairman of Coca-Cola is very tight with Howard.
Who is Howard?
Howard.
Is that last name?
Yeah, Howard. Come on, you can do it. We don't have to tell you. You can do
it.
We
just said
come on,
Buffett, but it's not. It's
Howard.
Friend. Is it Howard Buffett?
It is Howard Buffett.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, and you said he's going to help
Buffett
with distribution.
Son.
I'm thinking this whole thing has to do with distributing Axiom Water. Is that correct? The new
water is an important thing. That's important. That would be important. Logical. Good.
Okay, and
good.
This all, and I have a feeling this all connects with JW as well, with Coca-Cola in Atlanta.
Sort of
don't
most
make a feeling,
sort of
make
do.
A question out of it, Barb. Oh, I have a feeling that Ion's a fucking nut. Ask Ion, are you a nut?
No, Bob, we're a
all
fucking
right, well,
nut.
What did you mean by the pressure will cause the Woodruffs to be? I mean, they already were, and it seems like they're going to be...
What about the feeling point? Are you bringing up JW? Get that cleared up.
That would be in the butt, Bob. That would be in the butt.
All right. How is JW going to help bring this forth?
He's responsible for it.
That's what I thought. I don't know. I mean, I did all this research on the Woodruffs, but... So the main gist of it is Coca-Cola, the distribution arm that they have will eventually be helping with distributing the water. Is that correct?
Question is leading and non-sequential.
Okay.
If you had the answer to the question, you wouldn't know anything, so that doesn't apply. Do it a different way. A different way would be, is there some part or aspect that's interesting in Coca-Cola that would be fun for the world of lockdown Bob Rule? Why, how interesting. That's a great question, darling. Yeah, look, they've already got the connecting point. They've already got all the distribution things lined up. Not that you can't replicate the New England or the Manhattan Project, but why when you have a perfectly set up place already ready to go? And you don't have to redo Project Paperclip. It's all right there. So you just use that. You'll have to change it, but it'll be great, perfect. It's no problem. So just like that, that's a better question because then you get the connections of how it connects, you see?
Okay. All right. It's not enough time for me to develop my questions.
Thank you, Barbara.
Hang on tight, honey.
Okay.
It'll be all right, darling. We promise.
Call in and gossip with us when Ion's not here. Then you'll get your questions.
Okay.
In.